episode 51 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last week we got Sorcerer.
No we didn't.
Sorceress, Stabber, Orphan.
Last week we got my,
picked, whatever,
my choice, it's different.
But it's what we got. Apparently it's a 2-season show. We've watched the first season, it was like 25 episodes.
24.
Whatever. And it's a big light novel series, and I don't think the 2 seasons of anime cover it all, because I'm looking through the wiki and there's a lot of light novels. So I don't think it covers all of it. I think there's more.
Well, there's a second season.
Yeah, even after that, it looks like there's probably more, but maybe we'll see. And a video game. And anime. Sorry if you can hear my dog. And I'm chewing french fries if you can hear me doing that. The manga came
very
out...
Very unprofessional.
Yeah, whatever. It came out in 1994, and between 1994 and 2003. And the anime was 98 and 99.
Yeah.
That's the second time I did that.
Yes.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious what your opinions are, because mine are completely biased, because this is one of the first animes I've ever watched. And the video game that came with it was on PlayStation 2. It was one of my favorite PlayStation 2 video games, so I'm very nostalgic for this one. And very,
I enjoyed it.
Biased.
But it's got some issues.
Oh.
Two issues that I don't like. One is, for about the first half of the anime, of the first season, the writing and the voice acting is weird. And it's bad and good at the same time. It's bad in the sense that they're just rambling, especially in the first few episodes. But they do that for about the first half of the first season. There's just a bunch of weird rambling that doesn't really make too much sense. But at the same time, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Like, it's bad, objectively, but it's also really funny.
Okay.
So there's that. And then the other one is, and this is something I hold for any book, any type of story that has magic in it. You need to fucking explain to me how the magic works. If you don't explain it to me and it's just magic fingers, shit happens. That bothers me. I really don't like that. Pass that into it.
Okay. There's a few things I like about it that really stand out to me and why I really like the show. And there are no plot holes in this show.
Yeah, I don't think I saw any.
And even when there's an episode where he goes to a mine and the sorcerer he's supposed to hate is revealed to be a good guy by saving this mine. Mm-hmm. And it's usually when an episode like that, it's all coincidental, it's like fate and stuff. But no, there was a reason why this mine fell into disarray this time because of the two troll guys. Mm-hmm. So there's always an explanation in...
Yeah, it wasn't just, this happened.
Yeah, and I really, really liked that. And I like that they subvert tropes, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot in this. Like, midway through the show, you think the main antagonist is going to kill the dragon, and he's going to die because... And that's not...
He had more depth than that.
Yeah, and neither the dragon or he died. Mm-hmm. They switched.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. They switched, and then at the very end, the dragon, who happens to be... Well, I guess we didn't really do the premise.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to it. Yeah, go ahead, do the premise real quick.
All right, so the premise is there's a guy named Orphan who's an ex-magician. He's still a magician, but that's a weird way to put it. He quit the school.
Yeah, he quit the school.
And the school's very culty.
It's very culty.
They got these black robes or purple robes, depending on the lighting, and they got these pendants.
They are definitely the bad guys.
Sort of. Objectively, they're not. I mean, they sort of are, because they need to protect their perception, their reputation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the Bloody August, which is this big dragon, is killing people.
So, that's the other thing. The Bloody August is actually Orphan's...
Mentor?
Mother's...
Love?
Sister?
Yeah. He's sort of in love with her, sexually. But that's the very big feeling I got, but at the same time, it's definitely his mentor.
Yeah, but at the same time, those feelings were never reciprocated.
At all.
No, so it was more of an unrequited love in that aspect.
If anything, it's a bit of a triangle.
Right. A little bit. But what I liked about it is that...
Anyway, still not on the premise yet.
Yeah.
So, his mentor, and they're training at the school, her name is... Ozzy
is, we're talking about
Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy.
His mentor's named Ozzy, female, a little older than him. He's probably 13, 14. She's probably 19, 20.
They were orphans together, and she
helped
him with stuff.
But she's teaching him because she's a lot better at him, better at the magic than he is. She's older, she's been doing it longer. And she sort of gets obsessed with this sword type dragon thing. And I don't really remember all that, but she gets turned into a dragon by the sword. And then he leaves it. Well, wait, you can get into that in a sec. Just so I can get this out, he ends up leaving the school to try and fix her.
Right. Well, you don't really know why she did anything towards the end. Essentially, what would happen is there's her mentor, Childman, is like, almost the headmaster of the school. He's the most powerful magician and stuff like that. Well,
his name's weird, Childman.
Yeah, I know.
It's a weird name.
Well, Ozzy, Orphan's mentor, the girl, essentially, is in love with him. But
Childman.
Yeah, in love with Childman. But her love isn't reciprocated, so she got obsessed with becoming the best magician to be better than him. To overtake
Maybe he'll recognize her or something.
Yeah, and
like
she'll
that.
Be the most famous and powerful thing. So she takes this, they find this magical sword, she stabs herself with it, and turns into a dragon.
I don't know if she was trying to turn into a dragon. Maybe she was trying to take the sword's power or
something. Yeah, she was trying to get the power. She didn't know she was going to turn into a dragon.
Yeah, it
was... What I really liked about it, though, is that in the beginning, Ozzie is portrayed as this... as this victim, essentially. An orphan needs to save her. She's just a victim of circumstance and stuff like
you
that.
You don't really know.
Right.
Orphan didn't really know.
No. And then, towards the end, it's revealed that she's the antagonist. She's not... She's actually the bad guy in all this.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, not evil bad guy, but still. None of this bad stuff would have happened if it wasn't for her.
Right. And she was just... And I really like the complexity in their characters, because, I mean, she is just a messed up kid, essentially.
So in the first few episodes, you see Orphan and this town, and the sword that he's trying to get, the sword that she stabbed herself with, is like this family heirloom, sort of.
Well, no,
sort of
no,
became
no.
like that.
The sword got lost and then got sold into a family. Yeah.
But her father, this lady, this young girl that lives in this mansion, her father gave it to her and it's up on this mantle.
Right.
Orphan asked for it, apparently, and they wouldn't give it to him. So he's just sort of watching them from a distance, waiting for the dragon to come, and then he'll get the sword.
He comes off as a stalker.
Yeah, because for some reason the dragon is drawn to the sword, so the dragon will come.
Well, the dragon's Azalea, and she knows that the sword's powerful, so she's trying to get the
sword. Not really conscious as a dragon, though.
Not really.
Anyway, so long story short, the girl that sort of owns the sword goes on a quest with Orphan, and Orphan's in this town for, I think, a year or 6 months, something like that?
It was a year.
And he's been training this kid called Magic.
Magic.
He's been training Magic and Magic. Anyway, that's
I think that was the joke.
Yeah, that's a stupid joke.
I know.
That's the daddest of dad puns I've ever seen.
Well, you should relate.
Yeah, it's true. But pretty much they just go on this quest, they have the sword, and they're trying to heal Ozzie. That's the entire point of the show, by the way. There isn't much else to it, but each character does have depth and stuff to them. There just aren't other plot lines, for the most part.
There's a few storylines along the way.
Like, Orphan has his friend, Stefan.
Stephanie.
And there's like, it feels like this episode, it feels like a one-off. Like, it's not a part of the main story.
Right.
But it is. Because it's reoccurring. She comes back and she helps him out, especially during the big arc.
Yep.
At the end. So that was really cool. I'm happy that it wasn't in a one-off like I thought it was. But what's really funny about this episode is that at the very end, he's like, oh yeah, she used to be a dude. So offhandedly, I'm like, what?
Because she didn't portray herself as a guy at all.
Not even slightly.
But she looks like a girl. She apparently got changed into a girl because she lost her magic powers during something.
Turned into a woman.
And the only way to save her was to lose her powers, and they went all the way to just change me into a woman.
I don't understand that at all. But it was hilarious.
Well, what's even funnier, a little later in the season with that, she falls in love with, like, this fruit vendor guy. And then, I don't remember if it was the troll, one of the trolls, we'll get to them in a minute, or Magic, but they was like, you think that fruit vendor knows he used to be a guy?
Oh, man, I don't remember either. But, yeah, that's funny.
So, it's a little torn, because there's representation for, like, trains and stuff in it.
And it's done in such a way where it's not like, accept me. It's just, it's funny, and it's there, and it's cool, and I loved it.
Right, but at the same time, I can see people getting offended.
Offended over that. Done well.
Yeah, it was done well, so I was really surprised for that time period in Japan.
Yes. You know what? You know what also could be a thing? And I don't know if this is true or not. We'd have to read the manga to figure it out. But there's no scenes where it has to be Stephanie had to have been a man. There's no scenes where that had to have happened.
Yeah, no.
It was all audio. So what if it was just a dub thing?
That's possible, too.
There's not a single scene. Like, when they were talking about her being used to be a man, it was, like, backdrop. The scene was, like, a backdrop of something else. You're not watching characters talk. So I do think it was part of the show. I really do. I do think it was part of the manga. And I think you're right that it's really surprising that Japan did that back then.
And it
But it might not be, is what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, it did come back later in later episodes, though.
It did, but again, they only ever talked about it when it wasn't. It was never a thing in a scene. It was just like an offhanded remark.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I paid attention to that because I was wondering.
Hey, good on that for, you know.
Hey, I do think it was part of the manga.
Not caring.
I very much do. Yeah, not giving a shit.
You're right.
But even if it wasn't, and it was a dub-only thing, good on them still.
Right.
Because it was funny and it worked.
Yeah. And then there was the comic relief characters, the two trolls.
Yeah.
They just seemed like midgets. But eventually, it's only offhand where they pick up one of them and they say, that's a fat, disgusting little troll, and say that they're trolls. So it's like, okay. It's
weird. They're really just there for comic relief.
Yeah. They're there to explain away plot holes.
Yeah.
Because every bad thing that happens in the show is usually caused by them.
What was odd is that for a good portion of the show, they had the sword.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well, I thought it was weird, too, at first, and then I picked up on the fact that they don't travel with Orphan, mm-hmm. So if Azalea shows up, it's just going to attack them.
I get that, but, like, Orphan needs the sword. He knows he needs the sword.
He doesn't need the sword in the beginning. He doesn't realize he needs the whole three pieces. He's just trying to keep it away of Azalea in the beginning.
Alright.
So, all right. Yeah, and once he realizes he needs the sword towards the end, then he goes and gets it, and that's when and the giant tree and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
A bunch of cool little things happen. They get this weird magical wolf pup.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It was like a 3-episode arc, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's what I kind of like about a lot of these shows, is that not a lot of animes do this, but some do, where it's like, it's one big story arc, and it flows inside each other, but then there's 3 or 4 story arcs within. Inside each, and the 3 or 4 episodes each. Right. So I really do like that.
And this one did really well, because that wolf didn't show up and was in the background the rest of the time. It had its own story. So it was like everything mattered in some aspect of it.
That story goes along and they end up saving Ozzy.
Well, so going back and watching it, bias aside, that was one of the weird things for me, is how it ended.
Yeah, that was odd. So, I forget exactly how it happens, but Childman exchanges his soul with Ozzy.
Well, Ozzy steals his body.
That's what it is.
Yeah, there. It looks like
so Child... he goes into the dragon and she goes into his body.
Right. Child, it looked like it was one of those trope-bending things where you think Childman's actually going to die to this dragon,
yeah.
You know, heroically and stuff. And no, they switch bodies and now the dragon's not as vicious or anything. He becomes calmer because he's Childman. Now and she's got his body.
He's more accomplished as a magician. Yeah. I'm assuming that's why. Who knows?
Well, the reason they explain later is because she was so in love with him. Now she has his body. She has him.
Yeah, which is weird.
And his power. And she's trying to take over the school mm-hmm. and everything else.
But it moves along after that, and they get the sword. Who gets the sword? She gets the sword, and she wants to save him. But in doing so, she destroys his body.
Right. Oh,
And then they're both about to die.
Right. So, that's the last episode.
There's no body for them to go into.
So, essentially...
only hers. Essentially, they both can't... two souls can't be in one body.
Essentially, the sword needs 3 pieces.
And that's a pretty irrelevant. That was just plot.
Right. It needs 3 pieces. And once all 3 pieces happen, the sword destroys the person...
Yeah, the person that's holding it, except for Orphan, apparently.
Yeah, because...
they also say it might be too much for you. So, and Orphan is... throughout the whole show, praised as like a genius almost. So even though he might not be stronger than someone else, he doesn't have the experience.
Right.
He might have more magical powers than them.
Right.
So she's in Childman's body. Childman's in the dragon.
Yeah.
The dragon is actually Ozzy, because Ozzy was transformed into the dragon.
Uh-huh.
So when she uses the sword to fix Childman, Childman turns into her body, not no longer the dragon, but Childman's body that Ozzy is in gets destroyed.
Right.
Ozzy is now inside Ozzy's body with Childman, but two souls can't be in the one body. They're both going to die.
Right.
So Orphan picks up the sword.
And combines the souls, and Ozzy's back.
Sort of. What? Sort of combine the souls.
Yeah.
What allude to at the very end of the last episode.
Well, I'm going to explain it. Ozzy gets put into her body.
Yes.
And she has Childman as a baby inside her.
So weird.
It is. It was so strange.
Is he going to come out talking? Like, what's happening?
I don't know.
Is it just his soul? Like, he's reborn? Like, reincarnation? Like, what's happening?
It sounds like she's going to raise the kid as, you know.
That's weird. This is how mommy son porn starts.
It's very, it's very, very weird. There's some of that undertones going on throughout the whole show with Orphan and her.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing. It's very strange. Strange.
But yeah, he doesn't destroy himself when he uses the sword to merge them perfectly.
No.
Which is, I don't think is weird. I don't think it's a problem.
No,
they do explain
right.
it might kill you.
It might. It doesn't necessarily mean that. And he also didn't destroy a body with it.
He just sort of merged Childman's soul into a f***ing embryo.
Yeah, I guess. Created a new body.
Out of an egg.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just realized, I guess that makes Orphan Childman's father now.
Yeah, very much.
So.
And then there's a couple little end scenes, which I guess sets up the next season. Like, magic was apparently in the school
for
a little bit.
Right.
Because the learning. And then he's sort of got a love interest that you don't really get to talk to or meet, really. But he gives her a hug, and she's blushing, and she doesn't want him to leave, but he leaves. And you think Orphan might be dead because you haven't seen him for, like, a scene or two.
Right.
And then you see him at the very end.
With the
blonde, I forget her name, the one that owns the sword.
Right. They bookended it with the same, almost with the same scene of him on top of a
tower. I'm watching it, and as that scene was unfolding, I'm thinking, wait, is this time travel? Like, are we seeing the end scene first? Because this was the very first scene in the show, and now it just seems to be a mirror.
It was just a book.
It's just a very similar scene.
It was just they ended with, opened and ended with the same scene, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
We should probably explain the magic school, though. We just said magic school.
It's because, a magic school. Because there isn't much to explain.
Because there's a lot of political intrigue within the school itself with,
how many of my franchises?
There's three elders, essentially.
Yep.
One of them is a woman that has a kid, which brings up the whole other mommy issues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she wants him to run the school. And Childbin is kind of like next in line to become an elder and stuff like that. So there's this whole political intrigue with her trying to get her son up higher up and stuff like that. And then Ozzy takes over Childbin's body and she tries to sing games. And then Ozzy ends up killing her. Mm. And then at the end...
I don't remember any of that. I don't think I was paying attention during those scenes.
He actually used the sword first, trying to kill the Childbin dragon with the sword. He stabbed him and turned to dust.
Mm, yeah, I remember that.
It was him. I don't remember. And then
he was a blonde guy.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He was blonde. And then there was Orphan's friend with
the red hair. And he wore this this weird little outfit.
Yeah.
Sort of looked like Spawn.
Yeah. It was... I wish I could remember what his name. But he has a scythe, and he's riding a different animal every time.
It was comical, really. Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, he was imitating his favorite comic book character or something.
Pretty sure the comic book character was an assassin. I can't remember. It was in the very opening scene. He's like, I'm here to assassinate you.
Well, it's funny because he shows up like he's in a Sailor Moon cartoon. And then he gives one of those epic speeches. I am this.
And then he falls through the roof.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was good.
There's a lot of interesting good things in this show. I liked it.
Overall, it's a big plus. You should watch it. Yeah. I just wish they explained the magic more. If you did that, I'd be happy.
I'm not going to argue with you on it because...
I just like to understand things. No, I don't like big flashy shows, but that's fine. One gripe for a whole show. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. For you, anyway.
Yeah, right. Out of 10, I would give it an 8. Very enjoyable. I like
that. I would go in with an 8, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you gave it an 8.
It was good. It was enjoyable. Yeah. I held my attention. I would like to watch the second season.
Yeah, we'll get to it eventually. So...
This or the... Or no, what was the other one?
Steins Gate.
Steins Gate, sorry.
Yeah, no.
That's for me, though.
Yeah, I know. This is two separate nostalgias going at each other here. I think this is the only time we've ever disagreed.
Well, so far, for the most part, it's been pretty clear. There's only been, like, one or two so far that we were, like, actually had to think about.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's been like, yeah, the other one was bullshit. This one.
That's true, too. There hasn't been much competition.
I gotta go Steins Gate. I'm just a huge fan. I've seen it multiple times.
It's your favorite anime. Man.
Yeah.
And whereas this is very nostalgic and biased to me.
If I had watched it as a kid, that would be a real hard decision.
I'm just gonna say it's just you can't have two biased people with two biased animes. Is you know, it just doesn't work. There's no objectivity in this.
It's not supposed to be. It's a review.
Yeah. Well, no, I know. We try to be objective, though, in our... I try to be objective, at the very least. But, you know, this is completely biased and completely... Yeah. So, well, S has been nice to us the last couple of weeks.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Enjoyable anime. Yeah.
But T has been terrible to us.
Yeah, the Galaxy f***ing Railway.
And,
so happy there isn't a second season.
And the Ragnarok one was also T, because remember, it was only 3 episodes in when we got it. In fact, did you take that out?
I don't think I did. What was it called?
Something Ragnarok.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. I just remember Ragnarok.
Scroll through slowly and see if we can delete it. On air.
well, there it goes.
Oh, there it is. The Mythical Detective Loki Ragnarok.
I don't think that's actually
it. I don't think that's it either.
No. All right, we're going to have to pause for a moment here.
Pause.
All right, it's the Master of Ragnarok and Blesser of Ironheart.
There we go, I got it.
We can get rid of that crappy one.
All right, I'm ready when you are. You want to spin?
Yeah, go ahead, spin it and see what we get. Hopefully it's something good this time.
Yeah, I don't know. There's the Powerpuff Girls Z, so we might get that.
Oh!
So close to Trigun! I'm happy we didn't get Ultraman, though. Because I don't want to watch Ultraman. I'm not a fan of it. Surune, I think that's it. Let's go on it real quick.
Yeah, let's see.
It's all the way at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Tsurune. Oh, God.
Just scroll down real quick. I just want to see how many episodes.
The story follows Minato played Japanese archery in middle school, but after a certain incident, he ran away from the sport. In high school, Minato meets his friends. Together, as part of their school's archery club, they aim to win the f***ing tournament. Jesus Christ, this is going to be bad. At least it's only 8 episodes.
It's short, so I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be as bad as Galaxy Railways.
Well, Galaxy Railways was 26 episodes.
And it was god-awful.
And it preached to you every freaking episode. Mm-hmm. And then the Master of Ragnarok was terrible, too, with its stupid harem and phone shenanigans.
I don't think this will be as bad as either of those, but it's still going to be bad. That's my prediction.
I don't know.
Genre, drama, school, and sports.
Right. I guess it looks like a slice of life, so... And we've been.
It does look like a slice of life, even though it's on tag.
But we've been kind of, liking it.
We've liked slice of lives, but also the slice of lives we've had were good. There's also bad ones.
That's true too. We haven't really gotten a bad one yet,
or even a mediocre one.
Well, that's not true. We did get what the hell is it called? Koikaze.
Yeah, I guess that was slice of life. Shit. I'm gonna go bleach my eyeballs. All right, guys, get you next week.
All right. Yep. Yeah, bye.